out somewhere to New Order, just about 100 years ago. Lived a simple man, his name was Yanko. Oh, and this is how the story goes. Yanko couldn't learn a block and mortar. Why, he barely knew to read and write. Deep in his heart, he loved to do the mitzvahs, but somehow could never seem to get things right. He didn't know his brothers, sensation of our heart. He died in Shemoyne Esrei with his feet spread wide apart. Everyone would laugh and snicker, pass them by. Children would make fun of Yanko, teasing him as if he were a child. But he never lost his temper. On his face there always was a smile. Now the rabbi tried to learn with Yanko, so the young man would know how to cope. In one ear, but then out the other, simply was no hope. His ear grew was atrocious, the place he'd always lose. He'd show up on Yom Kippur wearing shiny polished shoes. Everyone would laugh and snicker when he passed them by in shul. Here comes Yom Kippur, let's give it to me. I'm a good fool. Saying one day I'll know how to learn the tiger and keep its laws. At night the rabbi fell asleep in shul, only to wake up when he heard a sigh. It was Yanko by the other kodesh, and there were teardrops running from his eyes. He would say, Master of the world, except my fate in life, judgment's always fair. And one thing I must ask of you, what else am I to turn? Could I not serve you so much more than I knew how to learn? Rabbi said, Yanko, to learn in yeshiva. They all thought he'd lost his sanity. He'll be back within a week for certain. All the rabbi said was, wait and see. Yanko's now a famous scholar. It just took a few short years. For the gates of heaven never close. They never close for tears. Everybody stands to shake his